It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, joining us now is country music superstar, as of November, soon to be author. Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and don him as the king of overall good vibes, Kenny Chesney.
I'll take that. That's okay. Really nice.
Yeah. I think it goes beyond. It goes to everything. It's beyond beach vibes. It's beyond sandbar vibes. No. It's beyond music vibes. It's vibes everywhere.
It's just
Vegas
vibes. Like you,
all vibes.
He himself is a vibe.
I love that.
You got it going on right now.
Yeah. Kenny, can I first start things off by just giving you a thank you? Because I have two daughters. I have a wife. And we are all massive fans of yours. In fact, your music probably plays more in our house than Taylor Swift, which is saying something. So I have to say thank you for bringing just a slightest ounce of testosterone into my house with me.
Well, I'm glad I could be a part of your house. So.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. I love hanging out with you when it's all the girls surrounding me.
Well, I'm glad I could be a part.
Yeah. I think sometimes Austin worries who his wife likes more, Kenny Chesney or
now,
him.
Now, there is that question that does get raised.
You got to get worried about
that's fair.
Austin.
I love it.
So we've been talking for 6 weeks, Kenny, that we do this segment every morning called The Great at 8,
mm-hmm.
and for 6 weeks straight, we have got callers calling in saying that they're going to Vegas. Not just anything in Vegas. They are going to see you in Vegas.
It is unreal, this streak. People are like, jacked. Especially, like, Chicago loves you, dude.
Oh, that makes me feel so great. It's an exciting time for me and the band because we've known we were going to do this for a little while, but now it's, you know, we're 8 weeks out, whatever it is. We have been rehearsing since the first week of January.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just such a unique thing for us and my road family because we have to rehearse in a whole new way. We have to prepare in a whole new way because it's a completely different show. It's hard to explain. Like if we were just going to do our stadium tour like we've normally done, we pretty much know how to prepare for that. And we can do that. We can start in March. But for this, it's been really good for me because it's changed the whole neural pathways of how I do things. For the fans coming to see this show that have called in, like you said, the last 6 weeks, that have been to our shows before, they're going to experience this in a completely different new state of consciousness. It's hard for me to even describe it, really. And I've seen some of it, of what we've been working on as far as the content. But I don't know, no matter where you sit in the sphere, where you're in the seats, or if you're down front on the floor, like you experience it in a completely different way. It's like we're all a part of the same experience. Usually, you know, when people come to a show, like there's the stage, there's the band and the audience. I try real hard to make it one thing, but it's still the band and the audience, right? Well, this is truly the band, the audience, the energy, all in one space. It's really crazy.
Yeah, it's like immersive. And with this show, you have to worry about the visuals with it all and everything like that. Have you had a hand in like deciding like what goes on within the experience of the sphere while you're playing your music?
Well, if you guys know anything about me, my whole career, I've had my hands on everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes to a fault, you know, like, but yeah, I let the guys do what they do. You know, all these content creators, we've got three different, people doing this with us. And so it's like, but I'm in the middle of all of it. And I sign off on all of it. I give them ideas of what I want them to do. And then these brilliant people take my ideas and come up with three or four things and show me. It's like, whoa, this is crazy. So it's an exciting thing for me and the band anyway. You know, we've been doing this for one way for a while. And now we're going to be in this unique space with our audience with all this stuff around us. The best way to explain it is that it's taken my life's work and turned it into a completely different thing.
Wow.
Yeah, that can be a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Kind of get yourself out of the element into something new. You know, everyone knows that one of the coolest experiences they can have is coming to your show. I mean, people who are Kenny Chesney fans they're diehards.
Every other summer, we look forward to the Kenny tour.
But what makes you and your shows unique is that you always create fun, and then you feed off that energy in the sandbar that you create at every show. And so the big fans that come to your shows really like to go into the sandbar, and you're going to do something new this year in Las Vegas at the Sphere with it, correct?
Yeah, well, it's going to be sort of the same things in the stadiums. It's the standing area around the stage. The stage is a touch different because we have to have it a touch different because of all the content and stuff. But I can't tell you guys what it feels like to be up there in that, well, especially at Soldier Field. But when you're in that space with all that energy around you,
mm-hmm.
when I'm training to go on the road, you try to train for that, the energy that you feel in that space, but there's no way that you can recreate that energy until you're in the middle of it. And so at the Sphere, it's going to be even a much different experience for the fans and me. And, you know, we've got Brandi Cyrus is going to come and she's going to like do this awesome DJ thing with all the content and stuff going on. It's going to be crazy. I kind of wanted that experience to start our show in a way. It just kind of seamlessly goes into it. And so, it's going to be a really fun thing. It's going to be a different than what people are used to in the sandbar, but I think it's going to be, with everything going on in their brain around them, it's going to be like, okay, are we on some sort of plant medicine journey right here?
Yeah. Right. That sound. Now I got to go to the first one. I'm there.
Yeah, right.
I'm coming. You know, it's funny because you talk about how important the sandbar experience is. I don't think I've ever felt like there's been an artist who loves their audience and wants them to have an experience that is like no one else other than you.
Right.
Like, I feel like you try to really set them up for something special. And I think they recognize that. And it's one of the reasons why they love you is you give them a full blown experience along with fantastic music.
Well, it's why he goes to the last row of every stadium he plays and looks down and says, okay, how am I? I'm going to visualize how, you know, someone sitting up here is going to see the show.
Yeah. And how I measure it emotionally. That's one of the reasons I do it, you know, because I feel like that's important because I've always known what it looked like from stage to up there, but I felt like it's always important to measure it mentally and emotionally, how far it's going to take me to reach those people up there, you know? So, but I appreciate you guys saying that because we have a ton of fun up there on stage and we truly are so grateful that we get to share this music with so many people every year. And I don't know how many times we played Soldier Field, but every time we played it in the last 4 or 5 years has been the most amazing experience of my life. But it's going to be fun for those people that have been to that, to see this in such a unique way. Like, I wish I could explain it, but it's just impossible to explain. You just have to feel it and see it. And I can tell you that the first time that I saw what was possible, there's a true emotional component to it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's emotional to see that. It's really cool.
Well, I tell you what, Soldier Field will be coming your way to the Sphere because with the number of people that I've called, I think we could fill Soldier Field of all the people that have told us they're going to Kenny at the Sphere. So, Kenny, once you come down from your high after the Sphere, we'll give you a call, okay?
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, have the best time in Vegas.